Well, that noise is the Athens traffic. It's a bit beepy. I'm at a conference in Athens run by Finat, which is a self-adhesive labelling conference. And I've just spoken about the need to do things better and to do better things. And for the first time that I can remember, because I'm good at speaking, the first time I can remember, the guy after me was better, so much better. Brilliant. Magnus Lindberg, and you've probably seen him, he's Trendy Magnus on Twitter, a futurologist, trend spotter. Amazing, really, really good stuff. And our presentations were actually quite well fitted together because they were both about disruption and about stopping doing the normal and doing something different. But Magnus's delivery was honed to perfection. And it just made me realise that whilst I preach disruption or change, I often forget to do those things myself. And so you often turn up to a presentation with the one you did last time. And I talk about the need to not build on history or on the things we've done before. And I mean, I didn't do that today, but I have done that in the past. And then there's this whole thing about looking at your competitors and making sure you're better than them. And I'm guilty of that too. And I always talk about don't design by competitor. Don't design by what your competitors are doing. And that's really important. And Magnus has just talked fantastically about creation and the importance of creation rather than competition. And that's exactly right. And I know that. And yet sometimes I fall into the pitfalls that I preach against. So really interesting and brilliant presentation. Loved it. I mean, it's been quite a good conference, to be honest with you. You don't expect sometimes, I think. Well, for myself, I'll often turn up at events that seem quite tedious on paper. I'm not knocking this event. It's very specific about self-adhesive labelling. And, you know, you can only get so excited about those things. So I'll turn up at these kind of events and think, oh, well, you know, it'll be all right. I might make one contact and see what happens. And then you find a gem like Magnus. So really worthwhile trip for me. And my only problem is I've got to be up at 4 for the plane back to get back in time for a lads' weekend for my all my schoolmates. So I'm going to see very little of tonight, I suspect. I may just actually party on through and jump on the plane and hope to sleep then. But follow Magnus on Twitter if you haven't already done so, at Trendy Magnus. And, amazing. I'm blown away. Cheers.